Too much.
What's the most you spent on a one night accommodation to crash?
Oh, one night accommodation.
Just to crash.
Oh, just to crash.
Well, are we, wait. We have to think.
Wait. Just your com or everything in general?
Like, the com.
Just your com.
The cab. Nah, just your com.
It's just like a last minute, I have to crash tonight.
No, in general, even if you planned it out.
Even if it's last minute, if I don't crash, I'm a wither away, bro. Nah, don't crash.
There was one time, yeah, I was out with, I'm not going to say any names, but I was out with Moses, yeah. And it was like a few years ago. But then what happened? Yeah, we met these two girls, yeah. And it was practically on. Me and Mo was like, yeah, get the accommodation.
Yeah.
He goes outside, goes on to booking.com. Man, I see 360.
Damn.
And he's trying to tell me, yeah, just 180 each. I said, my nigga, I'm going home. I am going home. You know when you see certain prices and you just sober up?
Yeah.
But that's the thing. When
180 to crash in the same room? That's crazy.
Our niggas is talking about.
Yeah, can't pay that.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you
crashing? Niggas is on
I'm taking notes.
But niggas is on
some,
I don't pay for pussy.
Okay.
But how is that not paying for pussy?
It is, in a way. Everyone
pays for pussy.
How is that not paying for pussy?
Prostitution with more steps nowadays.
Yeah, basically.
People don't want to be there, but that's how it works.
You two can share mics. Come in the middle.
Where's big nigga hanging to fit on the couch?
Yeah, he is.
Yo, the trainers are hard, bro. That's cold, man.
I don't normally do this.
So dumb, man. This guy is so dumb. So dumb.
Squeeze, nigga.
He's so dumb.
Against tight holes?
Since you walked in, hot question, yeah, mostly spent on an accommodation, yeah, for miscellaneous purposes for the night. How much have you spent?
Niggas have miscellaneous purposes.
Nigga, quickly, I spent 360.
360? Yeah, is that yours? Actually,
yeah,
did you crash?
No.
Of course I crashed. Come on.
What about you, big boss?
360 for a night, you man.
Hey man, it was, you know, last minute.
Don't look at me, look at him.
It was last minute and all the budget places were gone.
Yeah, sometimes it'd be like that though. Yeah.
Now, if it didn't crash, I'd have withered away.
Niggas are trying to pattern a point A in Shoreditch on a last minute thing. It's not happening.
It's not happening.
Niggas looking for Zed Hotel, bro.
I have to go to the Marriott.
All right, cool. All right, let's
pattern a last minute Ibis. That's not how it works.
All right, let's do an intro. Let's do an intro since everyone's here. Mm-hmm. But you know what it is? We got the full gang plus two, a few extras. Mm. We got light skinned Jake.
Come on.
Nigga don't say much, he just looks good.
Look mysterious.
You know, the squint eyes. The stroke the beard. Just like,
I never say much.
You can't speak English. You see them mysterious niggas in the raves?
Yeah.
They'll say that, but they're going with a girl, bro.
Yeah. They end up in a foursome. Nigga,
how we get here?
We got Jay with us, back again. Yeah. You know, we got Atlas, you know.
Go on.
The boom bap rap fanatic.
Real rap is back.
We got
that ain't hip hop.
We got Ludo, you know, he says he's the face of the franchise. We let him run with it.
You know, let me run with the truth.
And is he a special guest? We got Gino back.
Well,
Gino back. Hey! You know, like in Champs, Noriega, when he's just clapping for no reason.
Cheeksy.
Take a shot for that.
Loudy, man.
Gino's back after, you know, he was in jail for a bit.
Yeah.
Actually, in all seriousness, this is like something to talk about. Immigration took him. But he's finally fresh home.
Yeah,
we had to sign a couple of letters.
You know,
campaigns.
The Grey Joggers.
The last almost 15 years, bro. The Grey Joggers, you know.
Yeah, man. Probably Grey Joggers. You know where he's going afterwards, man.
Me?
Yeah,
I'm going home, bro.
All right, nigga, talk about some home.
That's that home.
I'm going home.
That's that uniform, you know what I mean?
I remember what DBE said. New pussy, new.
Yep. Yep.
The whole pussy, man.
That's all you hope you're.
But yeah.
What the hell, blood?
This episode, I've got.
Said you already dead.
I've got three questions I want to ask you lot. Yeah. I'm gonna put them in. Don't look at me too crazy. One of them is asked by someone in here.
What?
Don't look at me. I don't know what you're talking about.
You asked it.
I don't know what he's talking about.
You know what?
I know what he's gonna ask.
Like a bad question.
Yeah. I know what he's gonna ask. All right, cool. We were on the way home the other day. Yeah,
it's some bullshit, man.
It is some bullshit. Yeah. We were on the way home the other day. Yeah, me, Alex Keys, and Moses were on the way, and I was like, you know what? Like, if you could remove an inch from your height, and slap it on your meat, or vice versa, would you do it?
Hey, it's a hard question. It's a hard question. That's a hard question.
I ain't greedy. I'm all right.
That's the greed they spoke on in the Bible.
Yo.
I ain't greedy. I'm all right.
The ambition in me is screaming, but at the same time,
you're in
a good spot right now.
Like with me, like,
you're short anyway, though.
So. Yeah. Damn. Like it's like I'm 5'9", just touching 5'10". And then like with Air Forces, I'm basically 5'11", and then basically 6 foot. If women like to women, they don't. Hey, it ranges 5'10" to 6 foot is the same to them.
You've never got away with that.
I don't know.
I can.
You can never get away with 6 foot. Yeah. I can never get away with 6 foot.
Actually, you have to be.
The funny thing
have
is,
you,
even
have you not seen? What? Have you not seen my past women?
You know what?
My past women are 4'11" to 5'2".
So, I'm gonna take it back. You might be able to because like I've clocked. No, and this isn't even just women. People in general don't have like a good concept of
height.
Yeah. Rip, like. People ask me how tall are you, and before I even say, "Are you 6'3", 6'4", I'm like, "Nigga, I wish."
Yeah.
I'm 6'2", solid, innit? Like I'm not pause. Like I'm not.
No, play, carry on.
I'm not 6'3". I wish I was 6'4", but nah, I'm not. But people, when they look at you, especially me, because I got long legs, innit? So from a distance, I look taller than I actually am.
There's a certain range that everyone can kind of tell off rip. Only a certain range, like between five. It's literally for men, yeah. Between like 5'8 and like 5'10.
When a nigga 5'8, you know.
You know that nigga
5'8.
Nigga 5'8. They built like a box, bro. A little battery. Duracell.
Yeah. I feel like anything you can get, if you're anything between like 5'10 and 6'1.
No, that's a great
range.
5'11, 6'1.
Okay.
That pocket, that little 2-3 inch pocket.
I feel like that depends on the height of the woman though.
They're like 5'8".
I'm gonna say this. Okay, how tall are you in when I'm in heels as well?
Yeah. I'm gonna say this. 5'9" woman and a 5'9" man is not the same.
Yeah, it's different. Woman is taller.
100%. It don't look the same.
It's like
the reason. No, but I have a theory for that. You know, I thought about this before. I feel like why 5'9" women feel taller than they are because a lot of women understate their height. Women try to be as short as possible. They actually want to be as small as possible.
True.
I
don't think all of them
just
are.
Generally, they don't like to be as tall. And like these days, it's different. But
growing up,
you
call a centre back and all that.
You mean most women that actually genuinely
get shin pads on. Get shin pads on. You need an extra pair.
You meet women these days that are genuinely tall. Yeah, they don't do the whole say if they're 5'9". They're gonna say I'm 5'9½. But if you meet like a 5'2" girl, I'm 5'2½. They'll just be saying things. You meet a guy that's like 5'7.5. He wants to be as tall as he can.
You're gonna say 5'8".
That's why
he's gonna be adding a couple inches.
That's what the issue is.
But you two ain't answered the question. You adding no?
You guys are fine, bro. Like we're good.
Wait, say if you had to, are you adding no shaving?
Well, and I had to choose.
Yeah.
The way that the NFL, these combines be taken.
Look at this guy.
I'm taking no inches away, man.
With me,
they measure me at the combine.
Hey, come in, big dog.
Your box jump, your vertical, your cone drill, your meat. They slip it in there.
What?
Your meat, your hold on, wait. Wait. Just keep listing it.
How about Jay, would you?
You know, I'd take from my height.
Do you know?
Yeah, I'm not tall enough to worry about my height. So
that's the thing, man.
Like I could be 6'1". I'm fine.
So
but
what? You reckon you'd be okay giving up the 6 foot privilege?
Yeah, man. No, you'd still be tall enough to lie.
This nigga
can lie. You got can lie when you're 5'11".
You
can't lie when you're 5'10".
For me, I can't lie. I'll shave off an inch off my meat.
For what? Do you reckon? For one more inch on your thing?
Yeah, but it's like he said, you're gonna miss an inch off your.
But the thing is, I can't even meat size. If I took off an inch, I once we're in the bedroom, this is all I got.
Take it or leave it.
Like, this is all I got. I've got nothing left.
You're already here. Like,
about to go through.
You know what I'm saying? See it through, man.
Like, unless you got a micro penis, I don't imagine a woman turning you down.
My finger's just like,
Sorry, that's an inch too short. Not tight, buddy.
I was having this conversation, innit? And I said to him, I was like, at the end of the day, women are like, obviously, if you ever get a situation when you're in with a woman and she tells you to stop, obviously stop, of course. But like, if you get to that stage, unless you're like horrible, nothing's gonna put her off.
She don't care.
Even if you got a little belly or whatever, as long as there's nothing out of the ordinary with you, if a woman allows you into the bedroom with her,
she's gonna go for
it. Yeah, let me tell you. As long as there's nothing abnormal going on, you get me, you're nice.
Yeah.
All the corn's gonna happen after she gets her post nut clarity, fam.
Yeah.
That's when she starts realizing.
I can't see what's in that group. That don't matter to me.
That's called
I still beat another four of you. Oh no.
Unfortunately.
Get us all the time, mate.
Unfortunately, yeah. That's called business risk, innit? Yeah. It's called a calculated risk. You gotta make a bed between. You gotta make your man up with that, man.
Ooh, I'm trash. Only lasts 1 minute. Okay. You got good pussy.
That's better than last time.
What's the, I'll beat my record.
What's the review gonna say? Like, I'm there. I'm in the cheek, and I'm like, what's the Rotten Tomatoes like?
Good enough to get another go.
Yeah, word. Like, you know, if niggas are on IMDb and they see it, and they get it. What's this one tonight?
No, but imagine ever walked around with like a review, a sex review. Top of the head.
The episode of Black Mirror.
Yeah.
Above your head.
Above your head, bro. Nah,
shame him.
You can't fuck. It just has your average minutes. Yeah. You know that like Uber rated?
Hey, yo.
Average nigga walk around half a star like his letterbox.
Average minutes will be a draw out.
That's crazy, bro.
That's a horrible situation.
I'd rather have my body count than my like rating. If it was bad.
I'd be calm either way. Do you know what? Like, after what?
But nigga can walk around with the infinity sign over it. That's crazy.
You see when there's like
a walking like this and
we look like a phone number.
At the end of it, to be continued.
So dumb.
Have you not watched the Jeffrey Dahmer?
No, I'm not watching that shit.
No. I watched that. Yes. I watched like a one. Yes.
I've heard everyone talk about it and think, so I know what's going on.
The thing is, I was conflicted because I like Evan Peters. You know me, I'm a movies guy.
Yeah.
I like Evan Peters, and he's a good actor. So I was looking at it, but I was like, do you know what? I'm not really trying to see niggas get like cannibalized.
Yeah. All right, cool. I see, like there was a whole big thing on social media, just like, I don't understand why people want to document serial killers. Mm-hmm. I said, it's been going on for 30 years. Yeah. And then it came out like, I don't want to sound like I'm anti-black, but like, cause it was happening to the black community. Yeah. They were like, yeah, we shouldn't be doing this. I said, hey man, give me good content. That's what I said. Like, it was a very good.
I don't think it makes you anti-black. I think there's two sides of it. At the end of the day, what's happened is my only thing was like when the family were like, we don't want this out.
Yeah,
that's.
I hear
that's kind of where you got to draw the line.
Yeah, my thing is like,
you have rights of the brother fam.
Huh? No, the family of the victims.
Oh, okay.
I'm thinking like you're making him look like. Stop.
I feel
like serial killer.
I feel like that. I feel like that's why they switched up the story so much.
Yeah,
and it was like they. Hollywood kind of done that little.
Yeah.
But
I mean, I don't know, man. I guess it is media and we watch it. We watch it about fucked up shit all the time.
Yeah. Mm.
You know what I mean?
I think a lot of people thinking, when does it stop? Especially like with black people, tragedy, you become.
Mm-hmm. And I hear that. That's why I stopped watching it. Like, after normalized. I watched
Reverse Station. Yeah, become normalized.
I said, I'm not doing this no more.
I watched
Reverse Station.
Yeah, Reverse Station, I would never watch
it. I said, I'm not doing this shit no more.
Was it Central Park 5? I would never watch that.
Yeah. Oh, Central Park, yeah.
I'll never watch it.
When they see us, I never watch
it. Now, you know, you sit down angry.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I'm angry at history. There's nothing I could do about it.
It's not even that far back history.
Exactly.
That happened today. Do you know what I'm saying? It's not even a thing.
But all I was saying, while watching it, I was thinking, bro, there's never ever a chance someone's gonna handcuff me during sex. Like, if it was a girl I was seeing and she tried to handcuff me, I was like, yo, what's the new Jeff Dahmer? I know what you're up to.
Sure, you're gonna handcuff you, then give me PTSD.
So his first victim, they're on some play thing.
Like role play.
Yeah, like he shoot, right? Yeah, he's trying to do photo shoots. So like he drugs him.
Oh damn.
And then it was like, yeah. And then I think he's got one handcuff on. And he's like, yo, this is kind of spooky. Like his vision's going. And then like he's there for like an hour or two, like trying to bake off this pill. And then he kind of sobers up a little and then he worms his way out. But
is that how he got caught?
That's how he got caught. He ran off and he went to the police.
Okay.
That's the one that I saw.
But I was saying,
how did he like kill other people? Like just drugged them and
because with him, like I never watched the show, innit? But I knew about this.
Yeah, I know about Jeffrey Dahmer. Yeah,
it would be a range of things. Like maybe I'm getting him mixed up with another serial killer, but he'd like put chemicals in people, like drill holes in people's heads.
Yeah.
That's
after he's drugged them.
Yeah, after he's drugged.
But a lot of them, because of the way he drugged them, a lot of them would be alive.
Yeah, while
it was happening.
But they, he said they don't feel anything. And I was like, bro, nigga, like, but he like, I think he put acid into their brains or something. Yeah. It was like making zombies.
Like,
and I was like,
I don't know if they showed it.
I heard like you turned up to like gay bars and whatnot. And like,
yeah, that's what that was like. Someone, hunting ground.
Yeah. Someone did like a TikTok. Do you want a party? Like,
the TikToks have been.
They
haven't been funny, but I chuckled a little.
One thing I heard, like, he went out of his way to move to like a predominantly black neighborhood. So people are like, oh, this guy's weird. These guys weird. But the police were erring.
The one thing I do say about it, like, when you're watching it, it's weird. Like, you see when something's directed. And you're thinking, hold on, like, why am I kind of like rooting, like you kind of rooting for him? It's not showing him in a bad light as a serial killer, as much as a serial killer is. They're trying to normalize him, and I was like, yeah, that's a bit weird. It was just like
maybe that's why people don't want it because now he's become like a Halloween thing. It's the second most. English show, TV show.
I'm
telling you, you're gonna see that, and then watch a couple hundred years. You're gonna start. You know, remember the 5th of November. You understand that brother was a terrorist.
Yeah, a fell terrorist. Nigga was wet. Can't pull off a job.
Man was famous for his gun jamming.
Drew rappers have to do that all the time. The Rusty Nine. But I was saying, do you have any kinks that you've done in like sex before? Like, have you ever done like the handcuff thing?
No. I've done handcuff.
No.
I could always imagine like handcuffing a babe and then like you're struggling to find the hole. Like, you got help me a little bit. It keeps slipping out.
Give me a hand.
Nah, I don't really. Well, none that I'm willing to disclose. The world.
Fair enough.
So I was not doing all that.
Do you know any cheeky Chino?
They're gonna get me in trouble.
I need to learn from you.
Yeah, you do.
Cheeky, any kinks?
Not that I can think of.
Jay, any kinks?
No, I actually ain't got any weird ones. Standard ones, innit?
Jay?
I plead the fifth.
this guy's a freaking nigga. I feel nasty.
No. Yeah. Listen. Last time I got cancelled, man.
I was cancelled all the time.
Listen, I know you NFL niggas be get me bare testosterone. Yeah. These niggas need that hit.
they be deep in them trenches.
Let me tell you something. Just pop a little pre-workout beforehand, man.
Pre-workout.
It'll be a pre-workout. You're good, man.
Bro, I was in the gym with Lewis the other day. Shout out Lewis. Nigga telling me to get on the macro route.
Yeah, I heard about that. I heard that makes you horny.
On the what?
Macaroon.
He told me, he said for gym though. Like he was saying for gym. I was like, really?
Yeah.
That's just a byproduct.
And he was like,
actually macaroon though? What is it?
Huh?
Macaroon. What is it?
I couldn't tell you specifically. I just have a tub.
What I know of macaroon, it was when gym niggas was like, yeah, macaroon's good. And I see on Twitter, I was like, nah, this shit gets your dick on brick.
I think it helps with some kind of like, I don't know. I'm not even gonna sit here and try to tell you what I think it does. All I know is it helps with like energy, performance in the bedroom, and apparently it can have like positive effects on exercise, innit?
Mm. Oh yeah.
That's
yeah.
all I know innit. Probably I don't know exactly what flow. It is. Probably something like that. Maybe. Probably something like that.
Likely increases blood flow and like vasodilation.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
But all right, cool.
I'm gonna try it though.
I'm gonna ask my other question.
I'm good.
I think I've asked this before, but with two new
people.
It
comes from a plant though, innit?
Mm-hmm. You just Google it.
If it's from a plant, then I might be able to take that.
You might?
I have to double check, man.
Oh, damn.
I wouldn't risk it.
See what happens to
D. Hopkins, brother.
Yeah, bro.
Take a blue pill now. anyone take any, you know?
The gas station thing. I've been looking for it since you mentioned it. I've been looking for it everywhere.
There's one gas station dick pill, you got to take, You got to sleep to activate it.
That's crazy. Now I wake up.
You got to shake the pill a little.
Wait, what?
Fuck all that. Shake like effects probably crazy.
Like a Skittles.
Two knuckles on my left hand. Like,
all of a sudden, it's bad hairy.
Bro,
that, like...
Your meat look like a Snickers bar. Hey, popping, bro.
Pause.
But let me ask this, I think I've asked this before, but this is like probably like a year and a half ago. I want to know, like, you see, after a night out, do you lot shower?
No.
After a night out?
It depends. Mostly never. No. Nowadays, never, but it depends. After Mellows. I could barely even get my clothes off, let alone shower.
I think I've showered once after a night out and it was the worst night ever. Like, if my night is lit, I am not showering.
Yeah, I won't have the functions to be able to do that. Yeah.
I could be in a sweatbox. Like, you see when you're that drunk here where you can't even do nothing?
Yeah.
Like, you're just happy you made it to your bedroom.
Yeah.
Like, you're just...
So, you know, you're surprised you even wake up, you're at home.
Yeah.
Like, how the fuck I get here, bro?
Bro. There's been times, have you ever woken up like in your jeans?
Trainers still on.
Yeah.
Do I have all my stuff?
I got burnt for my 21st birthday. Yeah. I woke up in Kojo's bed, pause. Like, but he wasn't in the bed with me in it, like, I was in my own. And I was like, I don't know how I ended up here. Yeah. Like, I do not know what happened last time. I have no record.
Okay, like, it's actually rattling.
It's, it's like I had a concussion.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know. I can't tell you the last 8 hours of my life.
Okay, like, it's rattling when you wake up in the girls, but you have no clue who she is.
Oh,
dude,
that must be crazy. I was going to say, no clue where I am.
But that too, that too.
No, it's a new room. You're looking around. You're like,
is that too, bro? You go on your phone, you got like 7%, like 40 missed calls.
You're checking the map, see how far from home I've gone.
What the fuck am I doing half a shit?
There was one time, I took a Zanny pill. Never again. Never again. I was in Sweden having the time.
Oh, you said you like end up in Sweden.
No, I was already in Sweden,
Because I heard there was some guys, they were partying at London. They woke up in Barcelona. They were that drunk.
But
yeah, I don't know how you got there, bro.
Yeah. Bro, it was bonkers. But I was in Sweden and I took a Zanny pill and I didn't feel anything because I was out. So I was like, give me another one. Like.
Yeah.
And then I don't remember what happened that night. But I just remember I woke up at my friend's house,
mm-hmm.
but it's in Sweden. I started boning out, like.
Could you know you were?
Her house is like a.
Well, her, yeah.
Like, it's a good friend. It's a good friend.
Got
but him. Like, she lives in like the sticks of Sweden.
Yeah.
And I looked out and I see forest.
Oh,
I swear I saw a deer. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, where am I? She's gone because she must have slept in the other room. Mm-hmm. And I've come in, I'm panicking. And I seen her. I was like, where the fuck are we? And you know what the worst thing about staying around someone's house?
Mm.
It's not having your toothbrush in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, you see, like, I can deal with my low-key mustiness, but you see when you got like plaque all over your teeth?
Especially you've been drinking.
You know your tongue's white as well. You got to talk to people like this.
Yeah.
And you see like when you're in London and you stayed at someone's house and you have to take train back home and you bump into someone.
Yeah, you just speak like,
last night was crazy stuff.
Just be like, yo, bro.
Talking to a nigga from Top Boy.
Oh my goodness.
Dying then. Huh? You know, during COVID, you have to wear the mask. That's all up in your nose as well, fam. Just smelling that 24/7.
Back to that thing you said, I don't think that's real. Because how do you have the presence of mind to go through an airport and you're drunk? And
I
don't know
why. I was reading about it, bro. These guys, bro.
I was thinking, how do you actually get on the plane?
That's the
surely they'd be like,
they said that they were partying in London and they woke up in Barcelona. That they were that drunk, but they didn't remember the in between. Yes, there's no way you have got the presence of mind to go through the entire procedure. No way. How'd you pick the flight?
But then you know what? I'm not
unless they weren't that burst when they got to Barcelona and got more burst in Barcelona.
Maybe
they got tipsy in London, did whatever on a whim, and then got burst in Barcelona. Because that can happen when you get so burst that it fucks up your mind retrospectively to the point where you don't even remember.
It must have been planned that you went there. There are so many caveats.
You can't, if you're burst, like the way I was burst at Mellows, you can't navigate the airport. I can barely navigate the airport.
Stay standing for long periods.
I've got someone so half sober just encouraging it. This will be a good story.
I'll
just get a new passport.
One of them brothers were like, one of them set them all up.
This is why I've got these. Don't bring your ID today, just bring your passport.
Everyone's like, okay, fine,
whatever. But here's another question. You see, when you get to an airport, when do you start drinking?
As soon as you get there, like once you've been through.
Yeah, man.
Once I've been through the thing.
Do you lot drink at the airport, even if it's like a 7 a.m. flight?
Time doesn't matter in the airport.
There is no time.
It's like a casino.
I think I went on a family holiday and it was just me and my dad. And like, I've been on like family holidays, but it was like my first one like as an adult. And I thought just me going to the airport and drinking is just because I'm always with my friends. I'm like, look, I'm looking for someone to eat with my dad, So we go to like the Weatherspoon. We got a full English, 2 pints, please. I look at the time, that nigga's 6 pints. And our flight's in like 2-3 hours. I was thinking, I am waved. Like, and then you see when you get into the plane and you have to sober up a little and you go past like the flight attendants, you're like, you don't know I'm seeing double right now. And you see when you lift off and it says like the bar's open and you just stumble along. It's like, Two vodkas, please. And like, just for my friend. You come back 20 minutes later. Bro, like, I feel like getting waved at the airport is the best thing ever. Like, it doesn't matter the time, doesn't matter where you are.
It makes things go quicker, man. It's because everyone's in a good mood.
You're going on holiday.
Might as well start drinking.
Do you know what the worst mood is? Is coming back from an airport.
Yeah.
And especially it's like a weekend of drinking. And it's like, your social battery is finished. Like
your body is drained.
Your body drained, everything.
Like there was a time, like we all have that certain friend who's always bubbly. Like Moses, yeah, you could be hungover. We've been drinking 4 days straight, yeah. This nigga's singing, chirping. You ever just like look at someone and go, shut the fuck yeah. up. Like it gets annoying, but yeah, man, that's holidays are literally my favorite thing to do.
Now you see with that, if you got one of them lounge passes, it's nice, man. Trust me, I got
one of them lounge passes. You expensive, huh?
Now let me tell you something. There's cheap cards, isn't it? People think you got money. Yeah. Listen, all I do is I pay my travel insurance with Barclays, and they give you a free, I think like 8 lounge passes a year, bro.
Well, that's
more. So I was jumping in different airports and also step inside, unlimited drinks and also free.
First
no
time,
cost.
Fam, first time I walked into a lounge, I didn't even know what the hell I was doing. I saw the food out there. I asked, how much is it?
But it's black. Get out of here.
You know them ones.
I didn't belong in there. They knew.
You know when you're in somewhere where you're not meant to be. Yeah. You're like, can I get this?
Everyone.
But when you get given like the green light,
it's long. You're a whole plate. I was in there with four glasses of champagne.
you know that picture of the uncle sitting there with like four plates
with the barbecue.
I had one full plate and like four glasses of champagne. Oh, yeah, I was in there like a chimp.
I sat my ass right next to the bar, and every 5 seconds, as soon as my drink was finished, I was
yep, another one.
You see where you get like classy with it, where you just tap the table with it.
So I say garçon.
There was one time I got denied on the airplane for drinks, and she was like, "Yeah, you've had too much."
Oh, you had too much.
How did you know?
Was that obvious?
I was like, "How you know, bro? You see the little pocket of
The thing,
yeah, bro. I was drinking red wine. It was bursting out. I had about 6 bottles in there.
You're
done. I was like,
we're just squeezing it.
I was like,
how long was the flight?
Yo, yeah,
like 8 hours.
Okay, fair enough.
But when it's the long haul flights, I gotta make time. I got, long haul flights. So what I found out, one of my friends gave me like 2 Zannies.
Yeah,
bro,
get you got Drake, huh? Yeah, no, Zanny on the flight.
No. Get drunk, popped one. I just woke up in that. Bro, it felt like 5 hours of my life just disappeared.
I might need that.
Bro, I might need that.
For long hauls anyway.
Yeah, but like long hauls as well. Like if you don't have British Airways like premium economy, it's pointless. Economy, bro, you're sitting.
You're staying awake, right?
Yeah. And then like with me, I'm a big guy. Like,
you got it, like,
my arm might go into another seat. And then I'm always next to the bigger guy.
Yeah.
And he's like kind of like in my space. Yeah. Like now we're trying to battle it.
Yeah.
We're both trying to say the arm rest. Like,
you see the one where you're trying to see who's more manly? Yeah. And he's like, all right, fuck it. Let me just.
You win.
He always starts off with a little,
little
shoulder action. And you start engaging the lats and that. And like,
anyone here part of the Maha Club?
Nah. I haven't.
I'm trying to get banned, you know.
I don't think you will get banned.
You will get
banned
from
Emirates.
Prove it.
Have you seen those planes? Yeah, the I think like is it Emirates planes, but it's kind of like a bed. You can close it.
Is that first class though? That's in first class.
Yeah, that's first
class. I think you can get away with like that.
If I pay for first class, then yeah.
But the thing is, say you crash on those beds, does that count as Maha Club though?
Yeah, it does.
You have to, yeah. But it's a cheat code, you paid for that though.
Exactly. Yeah, you ain't do it properly.
You ain't do it properly though.
If you tell me.
Ask me the toilet.
If you told me you crashed, you see the crusty little toilet?
Yeah, toilet.
That's to be in that.
I can't lie, crashing on the plane is nuts. Sex ain't that like.
It's not.
Could you not slap that
much? Long haul flight, first class, you're going to Australia. That's like 14 plus hours.
It's one day.
You're on the bed.
Could you crash in the toilet? Toilet's usually nasty.
And them things are tiny, man. I'm there like.
My house club, innit? You got a ticket.
I can't get a boner in that kind of small work.
And then turbulence here and you're there.
Hey, that's why I nutted so quick. You know that word, me.
What's the word? It's too much stimuli.
I always feel like it's women that will instigate it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel like men. We good with whatever. Like, we take what we can get.
Yeah, if it's coming in, I like it.
Is it there on the plate? Yeah, all right.
Like, I've never been, like, on a date with a woman, and, like, she's like, yeah, we fucking, like, now. Like, she's trying to grab your piece in public. You're like,
stop.
I'm worth something.
you're like, stop.
Stop treating me like a piece of meat.
You know the ones that are like, oh.
don't do it.
Oh, like, my God.
I'm a virgin.
Oh, my days.
I don't
even
do that.
That's not the first date.
Stop. Bro, like,
Can you just get me food first?
You see, when a woman wants to have sex, yeah, it's go time.
It's happening. No. It's happening.
It's happening. But let me tell you something. Yeah, that's the biggest head loss you ever get. Bro. I'm telling you, man. When a woman's ready, yeah, nah, man, my head is lost. I'm like, what? You're initiating?
Yeah. Bruv.
Do you know what it is?
We've all been there, man. But they get low-key scary sometimes, though, man.
They get
scary sometimes. Scary.
Gravelocious and that.
Yeah, I mean, no. They get scary.
I might put out a documentary on one of those girls surviving Anna.
What my granddad's funeral? Chill out.
Yo.
I'm grieving.
Bruv. I'm grieving the pussy. Whoa.
Bruv.
Pussy don't want to talk everything, but I'll take it.
Nah, it's when
come kill this pussy like your granddad.
Yeah.
Been out drinking.
Oh, yeah. We pick
them
up, yeah.
That's it. Or they come 100%.
To you. Like, I remember this situation. Yeah. This is a past situation, innit, fam? Mm-hmm. The girls come back from a night out, and I'm like, I'm tired. I've had a long day at work. I'm just lying in bed, like, half asleep. Coming, and I was getting regulated just because I was like, listen, I can't do nothing. Is that you know the ones that say, yo. And I was out here thinking, I was like, you're right. No, it's nothing. Nothing.
No, it's like that picture. You know the woman comes in the door, and the guy's
like, she's in the doorway. Like, yo.
You know what time is?
She's like, I never have fun round here.
Nah, we've got to make sure they don't spin it where they're like, oh, you're not even that into me or something.
I'm not. Go to sleep.
No, but that was a head loss, though, because now you got to do it just to prove
it. And it's got to be better than
you. Are you sure you find me attractive?
You know what I mean? You have to be angry as well. Now she's an aggressive.
You
go for it again.
You know what I'm saying?
Got his ass.
That's empty attack.
You know, you see, he's like, got him.
Yo, the worst time,
my baby.
The worst times, yeah. The worst times to ever be around it's your girl, easy. Yeah, or a woman that likes you in general, yeah. A week before she comes on a period, and two or three days after.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
Either side of that is the worst time.
That goes crazy.
Bro, wait. During her period is not, it's bonkers.
Yeah, sometimes it's bonkers, sometimes.
All the time.
It's bonkers sometimes.
Yeah, but not
all of them like doing it when it's heavy though.
That's true, yeah.
You know what I mean? She's trying to get like freaky with it.
Nah, you still getting bold.
Nah,
not when it's heavy, bro.
Nah, usually.
Wait.
I've never done it before.
Wait, say that again.
Nah, towel down, you're good to go.
Keep going.
Not when it's heavy. If it's like, full disclosure.
Nah, sometimes you leave it the last day.
If it's like the last day.
Last 2 days, go on.
Last day and a half.
Last three.
Yeah, that can work. That can work.
Come.
Last three.
You might as well be typing the whole way through.
Day one.
When we're right there in the thick of it, no pun intended. No way. This is crazy. What's
wrong with you? I feel like
he's from that Charlemagne.
It works both ways.
Period. Stop nothing but a sentence. That's what he's thinking.
But I've always said like, if I did, yeah, there's one line I have to get off. I'm like, damn, I really killed that pussy. Blood everywhere.
Anyway.
I'm going to use that line next time.
Looking for cash raises.
Let me ask you guys a question. I saw this on Twitter yesterday. I want everyone to answer, yeah. Try not to spoil anything, innit? Like, if you feel like you're going to spoil something, then don't say it. The saddest TV or series death to you?
Saddest.
There's so many.
There's actually so many.
I'm thinking of
I definitely say the one that rattled me the most, like I've seen it first time, is Ned Stark. Because seeing that Game of Thrones, when you watch Game of Thrones,
I was going to say that.
The first season, he's the main character. Yeah, you think main characters never die.
That's what makes Game of Thrones so
that's what makes this whole thing. You're watching it, you're like, even when he's on the chopping block, you're like, you're not going to die. Something's going to happen. Someone's going to come pick him up. Or Joffrey will be like, nah, I changed my mind. And it happens, his head comes off. You're like,
was so dumb. He thought he had it when he saw the thing where it said, yo, like, Joffrey's their son. He was like, I got them. They were like, huh, nigga?
Yeah. Get out of here.
Dumb, stupid. Dummy.
You're never going to get the chance.
My one is Sons of Anarchy.
God.
When he went, I lost. They made him watch it.
Yeah. That's so crazy. They made him watch it.
I swear to you, if I had BBM, my display picture would be black.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Don't message me.
Oh.
When I seen that, when he was getting tumped up, I was like, fight back, nigga, fight back. Do something. But when I saw that, I was finished.
That was nuts.
I can't lie. Mine's definitely John Shelby.
But we didn't even see, man, bruv.
John Shelby.
Who?
Peaky Blinders, John Shelby.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Oh, I ain't
Bro, you see when they killed John, yeah? And they pulled up outside the crib and they let it sing. And then and at the funeral, he's like, in the bleak midwinter. I swear to God, yeah? I swear to God, I almost cried. I'm not kidding. I
did.
Close.
I definitely did.
My eyes started watering.
I shed tears.
My eyes started watering. When Tommy, says that line, when Tommy says, in the bleak midwinter, he looks into the distance.
Wait.
I swear to God.
Did you guys watch Peaky Blinders?
No, I swear to
God. So they had him on the table. There's what? There's three brothers, yeah? They had him on the table.
No, four brothers.
No, Finn, like, you know what I'm saying? They had him on the table. He dead, yeah? But they all, basically, they all went to war together, innit? Yeah. And then they have this, like, mantra they all say together. Yeah, when they came back to keep themselves sane and whatever. So they died. He died, yeah. His two brothers are around the dead body. Then they start saying it again. I was just like, Jesus Christ.
That shit is so sad.
Like, Jesus Christ.
So sad.
Not my nigga, man.
That shit is so sad.
Oh,
so,
God.
So sad.
Okay, no,
also, Tony Stark.
Oh, yeah, now, you know what? Tony Stark's one got me, but I can't lie, man. Spider-Man killed me. Oh. I was bawling. Because when he was getting dust and he's like,
yeah.
Mr. Stark?
Sorry,
I don't feel so good. I was like, no.
Someone else, please.
I was like, some MacGuffin. There has to be a reason.
Yeah.
And then he's dropping, he's like,
yeah.
And he's like, I'm sorry, I'm like, oh.
Look, but I took off
his hat. Tony's all wiping his ashes off his hands. He's like, oh, crazy.
I was definitely like, yeah, he can survive this, man. Stop playing with me.
Yeah.
Stop playing with me. But how'd you look? Like in general, like in real life, like deal with death. Like, do you deal with it like quite well? Or
not
like,
well. Not well.
Bro, nah, like for me, I've had a lot of death around me.
Yeah.
And like, it's just been happening. Like, it happens quite a lot. My parents are a lot old. My dad's a lot older than most people.
Yeah.
So I've been kind of used to it. But I feel like mentally, I've never really like consolidated a lot of the old stuff until recently.
Yeah.
So I don't. If I'm gonna talk about myself, I don't feel like I deal with death well initially. But eventually, I've found a way to overcome it. But
I think with me, like growing up in a Caribbean household, my dad and grandma, and my mom, they be joking about it too much. Like ever since I was a kid, just like, no brother, I'm soon dead. And I'm just like, why are you gonna say that, dad? why would you say that?
Yeah.
And it's like, it got to the point, and like my dad would say, all right, nigga, like, you know what I mean. But like with me, like when my granddad passed, that was the worst time ever, because I remember I was in bits, and then I went to my mum. I don't want to go to school. She was like, my mum deals with death a bit too well. When her father passed, she just told me.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah. She's like more like the strong one. I was like, damn. She sent me to school. I think I've said this before. Like when I went to school, my form tutor played classical music.
What the fuck?
And I was like, out of all days, I was like, no, I'm gonna keep it together. I'm in class in front of. I was only like year 8. I'm like, I'm tough.
Yeah,
bro. About a minute in, some beautiful music, by the way. then I just you see when you do that thing where you go like this in class.
Yeah. You niggas know your crap,
bro.
Yeah.
There's no hiding it.
This niggas in the dumps, bro. I got to the point where. Try silently crying, bro. Like, you see what you're like?
Yeah. The shoulders.
The shoulders are giveaway, isn't it?
Oh, bro, and when I got that, you're right. Oh, I started bursting out in tears.
That always makes it worse.
Bro, when someone asks you, are you all right? when someone asks you, are you all right while you're mid-tears there, it's just like, everything comes out.
Yeah.
I was like.
The floodlights opening the floodlights.
I remember especially when I was a kid, if I was like welling up and they could ask me if I'm okay. That used to send me over the edge.
Yep.
Every single time.
Yeah. Long day, man.
You know you got to leave the classroom and flip a table and the way out.
It's got to be like a toilet run before you start balling.
Yeah. But nah, yeah.
Speaking of, what was up with that when we were in school and like we'd ask teachers, can we go to the toilet? And they'd say no.
Because they think we'd be lying a lot. All
right, cool.
Bro, I'm 12 years old, I'm not going to go.
Yeah, but teachers can't test it.
Talking from experience, innit? Like, I'll put the students aside. So I'm a teacher, innit?
Yeah.
So I know there's certain students that need it, fam.
Yeah.
But then there's some students that I know you're wandering around the whole school.
Yeah.
You ain't got nothing in there. You might step inside the cubicle and step back out, but you ain't doing nothing.
Yeah.
So I'll be like, nah, you're not going.
So it's a case by case.
Yeah, it's a case by case. Like you need to
learn. So it says teachers be hating.
So if my man asks you and then he say no, then my man asks you, say yes.
Jay's one of them judges are feeling real evil that day. Give a nigga 85 years.
You have to do like that.
Black judges.
Wait. Have you not seen that tweet where someone was like, do you think that judges feel bad like when they give a black man 125 years? And someone like quote tweeted it with like, a judge sleeping peacefully. I was like, I gotta go harder tomorrow.
Being a judge is crazy though, man.
Bro, I have a good
how do you justify it?
A nigga like me can be a judge. I'm letting everyone go home.
Nah, he
didn't
do it.
Did he really mean it?
Nah, next
murder is learning his lesson.
Nah, there'll be certain niggas that will be coming up. I'll be like, yeah.
Because I've been giving nonsense 500 years.
Alice would be in there, yeah. I'd be like, do you know what? If I was you, I would have done the same thing.
100%.
My question is, how do you not claim, like, how do you not accept that you're racist when you've given a brother, like, ridiculous amount of time for
I know how they're getting by it. I'm just going by the book. Like, I'm just going by the book, brother.
I added my own.
You can't shrug them things off.
No, it's true, because you hear about when you, like, you got to show a good impression of yourself, innit?
Yeah.
Because if the judge working the wrong side of the bed, my God, yeah. Yo.
You can just catch a judge on the wrong day.
The wrong day. That 4 years turned into 44.
This nigga's giving him problems.
Bro. Yeah. This nigga didn't get any pussy yesterday. And now he's taking it out on me.
He rear-ended on the way to the courthouse. Yeah.
Yeah. All
the
problems. You turned up in a trackie.
He woke up. There was no eggs in the fridge. You never had no breakfast.
Stubbed his toe.
Finito after that.
Get me? Anything could happen.
I swear. You're looking like four life sentences, turn up in a suit looking like Martin Luther King. You're going to jail, bro.
Nah, you got to do everything you can.
Yeah,
stereotypes are killing anyway.
Yeah,
niggas are wearing glasses and got a book with them.
see, LeBron just...
48 loads of power.
Yeah. I've been learning, judge.
Guy walking
change
in,
my
guy
ways.
Walking in with 40 ways, 40 left, 40 left trousers, bro. Blood.
40 ways.
Nigga, walking in, how to get away with murder.
Judge, I'm so sorry.
You know, like, I'm sorry, sorry.
But the things are done.
I swear, if a judge gives me more than my lifetime, like,
I'm ending it all, bro. I'm not gonna be here to do that time.
Just hell. Oh yeah, no, it's not. Just it's not worth it. I tell my family, like, I'm not having fun. You're not having fun. Just call it quits here.
Yeah.
You here in 200 years, man.
No, I can't believe America, because this nigga's in there on life on death row like 300 years. Come on, that's unnecessary, man.
So crazy.
They're unnecessary.
You have a nigga on death row for 50 years. The nigga waiting 50 years for you to kill him.
Yeah. Oh, you know that?
That's unnecessary.
My nose is date. Bro. He's just sitting there. And then COVID went and messed it up as well.
That's so crazy.
That's like, yeah, well, I'm telling you, look, that guy was having a heart attack during his is it injection.
Yeah, and they resuscitated him, innit?
No, wait, what?
Yeah.
He was here. Fuck off. We spoke about this. No, the injection, but he was having a heart attack as they were about to give it to him, innit? Obviously, he's scared of that.
Yeah.
So they had to stop, resuscitate
him. Bring him back alive and said, we've got to kill you this way, not that way. You can't die that way.
No, that's some real hater shit.
You can't let him die like that. Man, you have to kill him through the injection.
That's some real hater shit, you know? Yo.
How long does it take to die with the injection? Is it straight away?
I think it's straight away. I think it's like one of the ones where you go to like sleep, like, once the
it's a second. I thought it was like a 5 minute thing.
Yeah,
back in the day when they used to do electric chair, that must have been mad. And the people used to come watch and just
punches on the head.
The punches on the head, and barbecue them.
Get him.
You lot moved on, yeah. But that's one of the that's such a hate.
You know, some prisons they used to sell popcorn. Guys, people come popcorn.
We spoke about the Dharma thing, yeah. Like, human beings love violence and gore, like the fact that stonings, beheadings, lynchings, all of this shit was public.
Flogging.
It was like, come one, come all. Like, everyone come watch this.
Or witches, they'd be like,
throwing witches. Yeah,
throw them over the thing.
Yeah, if she flies, she's a witch.
Yeah.
If she doesn't, bad.
Yeah. bad.
Whoops. No, but like, if she dies, she's going to heaven.
One of the maddest ones is when they used to try and drown them. So they used to tie rocks to their legs.
Yeah.
And they used to say,
I'm like, if
survive, they drown, they weren't a witch. I was like, what?
There must be a definitive answer.
That's the kind of middle ground. Yeah. How can we do this? Yeah. Like, and be right.
Massively wrong. If I get it massively wrong.
That's right.
We're going to kill you. If you survive, you're a witch, and we're still going to kill you.
Yeah.
So if you get accused for being a witch, you're going to die, basically.
Yeah, essentially speaking.
And you know, and it's all fucked as well, yeah, because niggas see a chick here, move to her, she's like, nah. She's like, she's a witch!
No, it was bro,
that imagine that modern day, though.
Yeah, called a witch for the real random reason. Now you get called a witch, now the whole town's coming to get you, because you said no to that guy, bro.
Pussy was too good. Yep. Something crazy there. Something crazy.
You're not in 30 seconds.
You're a witch!
That's the devil's pussy!
Blasphemer!
It wasn't me! She cast a spell on me.
I usually last 2 minutes, 30 seconds. It's ungodly.
Heresy.
Yeah.
You lot are so stupid.
Hey, man.
You lot are so
stupid. That's heresy. Heresy.
People calling bitches for whatever reason, but they're calling her a witch, bro. And the thing is, yeah,
once you call a witch, it's like, what, is that being called a bullcat back in there? You can't get rid of that. That
was a crazy time.
Yeah, yeah,
that was scary.
Between
waiting for other people to admit
it. Was like, yeah. it's like 2012, it was impossible. You couldn't beat those charges.
Yeah, when do you man think bullcat became like acceptable? Because it wasn't acceptable.
I say 2013, 2014.
You know when them American guys start
start
talking about it.
Proper, like openly.
For me.
And when beards were struggling as well, I'm not going to lie, because people were making a connection. It was like,
crushes your beard grows.
Yeah.
It was such a ridiculous. For me, it was definitely like year 11, year 12. So like 2011, 2012.
I say
a bit after when Young Folk fully started popping.
Well, who?
I say 12, 13 when it became.
Folk started popping like 14.
Yeah, I feel like once everyone collectively started getting pussy, we started being like, oh,
as we got older, as niggas was getting pushy as they got older. Like,
now I can't imagine being in some pussy and not eating it.
Yeah. The real,
I gotta get a taste.
I think I just want to eat it.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, have a munch.
The real sniper position.
The real turning point.
I was in sniper position. Yo!
If I really love you, my booty's in the air.
The real turning point, yeah.
The real niggas got edge of it. Put them edge of the bin.
Yeah.
On the floor.
Nah, man. I ain't no slave, man. Please, saw some more, please.
Is that teach tape? Is that teach tape?
Sure. Send the tickets, sure.
For me, my change happened when people started clowning me for not eating. I'm like,
It took a while to get there.
I'm not immature. I'm like, what?
A couple years ago.
Because everyone started
it on me.
Everyone started to find out niggas were lying anyway. Yeah, niggas were capping anyway.
A lot of niggas were lying, but the still guys to this day still don't do it.
But a lot of men were capping.
A lot of men still don't eat crutch, even now.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
but that even got to your point of the guy who's eating and not.
Sorry?
You said, who is it? I don't say the name, but your boy was about to eat, we'll see.
Yeah.
To, like, save himself, but he's still not anyway.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying his name.
But you need it as a cheat code. I'm doing that first. She gets her nut, whatever I do next.
It doesn't matter. I've done my job.
That's it. You can't say nothing.
You know them ones there.
But imagine actually only eating and you're still not anyway. We haven't entered yet.
That was your last, like, your last hope, like, I need to get me.
Hey, man.
Just keep eating it for 20 minutes until it reboots.
Nah, man, hey. Mission failed. We'll get him next time.
You beat in 20 minutes. You got that new software, huh?
I think the longest time it felt like 5-6 minutes, but it felt like hours, bro.
Let's be real. 5 minutes, 6 minutes of sex is a long time.
Bro, have you ever been like...
Five minutes of stroking is a long time.
Yeah. It's a long time.
Have you lot ever been in the position, and like, the girl's like, yeah, like, I'm gonna come. And it's like 3 minutes later, like, bitch,
don't stop.
I haven't stopped. What's going on?
You see when your arm's aching, your jaw's a bit like.
No, the worst one is when you get to keep going, but you got like 6 strokes.
Yeah. Keep going where?
Hold it.
We've reached our destination, baby.
There's no way through.
Go nowhere.
You know,
start trying to change up your stroke game,
bro. Now I'm stopping.
My GPS is already at the destination. I'm already here.
You know what you have to do?
Rebooting ways.
You just have to look at her and be like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
You know the Uber, you turn it on the bus now, you got to turn it back in.
Spin the block.
Honestly,
I'm laughing so much.
Can I ask my last question?
Go on.
If you must.
Cool. Who knows how to spell gonorrhea?
That's actually.
If you know how to spell it, you've had it before.
I don't know how to spell it off rip, and
I want everyone to attempt because I've got it written here.
I can attempt it, but I don't think I'll get it right.
I know it's
G O G O N O.
Wait.
J stop.
Just G O N O R R H E A.
Nah. Really? Nearly though, you've been too close.
Quick glance.
Yeah, I ain't even try, fam. I
came out. Do you know?
I was legit gonna say his G-O-N-O-R-R-O H-E-A. I was gonna say it like that, but
I want to say there's a H in there.
There is a H in there. I just don't know where.
Let me try.
I just don't know where, but it's in there.
Am I bugging?
G-O-N-O-R-H-E-A.
Nah.
It's a double N or a double R.
Is it G?
No, there's a double R. There's definitely
Am
a double R.
Is there,
are you so confident about that double R?
I've seen the word before.
Is there a GHN? Am I bugging out?
All right, cool. I'm a for a, there's a surprise O.
Really? Nah,
what is it? I know it. So G O N O.
There's definitely a H in there. I think it's G-H.
Nah, nigga, you need to, I don't know how you're a teacher.
Is it?
Yo, what is it? What is it?
Wait, all I forgot was the O, weren't it?
Yeah, yeah.
The O goes after the H before the E.
Damn, you experienced with it.
Yeah.
So it's G-O-N-O-R-R-H-O-E-A.
Okay.
One of those weird words. Fucked me up. I can't spell gonorrhea. I can't spell syphilis. I can't spell chlamydia.
I can't spell anything that I've never caught it, so I can't spell it.
Yeah, I have no reason to.
Yeah, get me. I ain't gonna text someone and tell them what I have.
Yeah. Come on, dog.
You know, so
sad. Wait, whoa. I'm sure that anyway. Went over my head.
Yeah, you're gonna tell them. I don't have it. I'm gonna text someone what I don't have. Niggas trying to get me in a crazy
cage. Ludo.
Oh, niggas trying to slap me in a crazy cage.
Ludo, do you know how to spell HIV?
Yeah.
We got him.
We got him. Alright, cool. It's coming up.
At some point, we need to revisit that guy who walked into our pod thingy.
Well, we did. You weren't here, nigga.
No. But like, we need to find. We need to find.
I'm gonna ring one.
We need to find him.
We need to send up the feelers.
We need to find man.
We can definitely track him down. Bro, someone knows him.
If you don't see, I will tell you a story after the tea there. But we need to find man in it. We need to find man.
He's the greatest. He's probably my favorite guest of all time.
And we didn't even invite him.
That fraud,
bro. Nigga just sat up on the couch like
he did a football episode. Nigga talk about he a life coach.
Yeah, that was. That's one of the funniest things
I've ever. Okay, Jordan Peterson.
Wait, didn't he just tell her like how he was selling drugs? And then he was like, yeah, I'm a life coach as well.
Yeah, life coach. Yeah.
By the way, I really like that guy, actually. Jordan Peterson. I like him a lot, actually.
Fair enough.
Who?
Jordan Peterson.
Who? You're watching life coaches, bro.
No, I see him come up sometimes. He has some good things to say sometimes.
This nigga trying to get his life together.
Nigga, fuck you.
He's not even a life coach, but go on. Fair enough.
Think you're better than me?
Piss off, man. Hey, yo, outro the thing, man.
See them guys with umbrellas? This nigga got an umbrella. with his smart ass.
Nigga reading books.
Outro the thing, man.
Nigga audio books. This nigga revising.
All right, guys. It was great to come back again and everything else. Yeah.
Nigga, when you coming back next?
Next episode. All right,
nigga.
I want to be here.
God willing.
You know what I'm saying?
Next episode, we got an idea for next episode, so make sure you're here.
Word. I'm here, though. Yeah.
But yeah, don't forget the hashtag LTPod. Like, subscribe, all of that.
And love to Jake and Jay for pulling up.
Mm-hmm. For having me, boys.
Do you want your socials out there?
Huh? Nah, I ain't putting nothing out there. I'm a ghost right now. You ain't gonna find me, baby.
You'll get a cook for the milk.
And let me tell you something, I was not responding on Twitter.
Yo!
My nigga said 65 to 45.
That was nuts!
Listen,
110%!
Your math was wrong.
Oh shit!
Okay,
Wait,
no, disclaimer quickly, it's not 110 bodies. Listen.
All right, cool.
I would have had to be in the streets.
Wait, Jake, what is the white woman body count?
I actually thought I was going to make it off this.
God,
nope.
God.
So working out percentages.
Yeah, percentages.
It's like 80%.
Yeah, no, wait. Okay, all right, guys. It was great to see y'all. It's great to see y'all.
I was so close to making it through. Cut the camera.
Cut the camera.
You didn't need to say that. So you're
talking 8 in 10 women.
Thank you for listening. Use the podcast. Use the hashtag AOTPod. Like, subscribe, share. Thank you, everyone.
Hey, man, thank you so much.
I'm going to survive this one. I'm free.
Yo.
And you know when you get pulled over, you hear gunshots down the police see you off. Wait.
Get out of the car.
Really thought I was going to make it without saying it.
Yeah,
but I think it's like who you're around with.
Yeah.
So I've always grown up with white boys. So if I'm out in Essex and Hertfordshire, that's what's there.
We don't care about the facts, nigga. We understand. We just don't care.
I'm here to tell you, we don't care.
I'm here to tell y'all right now, we don't care.
Oh yeah, fucking yeah. So basically, I went deaf this episode. Yeah.